JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places and things. Roundabout JA.
The focus for today's program will be World Oceans Day and World Environment Day. And later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and Child Safety Tip. Welcome. We're happy you could join us. Healthy Ocean, Healthy Planet is the theme for World Oceans Day 2015, being observed on Monday, June 8. With the help of resort environmental stewards and volunteers, the Sandals Foundation is aiming to bring this message to over 400 children during a Caribbean-wide school tour. Among the islands to be impacted are Jamaica, St. Lucia, Antigua, Turks and Caicos, Barbados, Grenada and the Bahamas. Speaking with Roundabout JA, Environmental Officer of the Sandals Foundation, Jonathan Hernold, says on this World Oceans Day, the company will continue its efforts in educating youths about the environment by focusing on the importance of the island's marine habitat and its conservation.
We're going to have volunteers from our team members from the hotels as well as guest volunteers, and they'll be teaching environmental lessons to the children, which focuses on the many uses of the oceans, the practices that we are doing now to destroy our oceans and what we can do to try and help protect it.
Environmental Officer of the Sandals Foundation, Jonathan Hernold. And for World Environment Day, which was observed on June 5, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, launched a collection of academic and research papers written by the agency's first Chief Executive Officer, Franklin MacDonald. The launch was followed by an expo showcasing services offered by the agency as well as some of its partners. The event also included the launch of the Inter-American Development Bank IDB-funded Coral Reef Restoration Project, being spearheaded by the University of the West Indies Center for Marine Sciences. World Environment Day was observed under the theme, Our Planet, Consume with Care.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow through policies and plans geared at growing the economy, reducing poverty, promoting sustainable development, thus making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference. Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity.
By 2030, Jamaica would have developed and implemented mechanisms for biodiversity conservation and ecosystems management. The country would have also developed efficient and effective governance structures for environmental management. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
The younger bamboo that used to grow until it reached about 2 feet, but the leaves were dry. And we used to use the dry leaves and use them make windmill, but we call them breeze mill. We will put them in a certain way, 1, 2, 3 leaves of bamboo on a piece of stick, sometimes three leaves, you know, on a piece of stick. And when we start running, man, and that starts spinning, you know, it was a joy, you know. And we used to have a lot of fun in the pond, because in my country where I was born, we didn't have any rivers, we didn't have any sea. Only when the rain falls, the place would be full with water. And we used to enjoy it, man.
And here's another child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Teach your children that they should never put something in their mouths if they don't know what it is. Remove poisonous plants from your house and yard. Never give them sips of alcoholic beverages or leave any after-party drinks sitting out. Avoid taking pills in front of your children. Those tips were brought to you by Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. What good?
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.